Our 10-minute speaker is John W. from La Mesa.
Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, my name is John Wright. I am an alcoholic. I'd like to thank Anita for asking me to do this tonight. Her husband happens to be my sponsor, so I sense a little bit of collusion there in this conspiracy. But yeah, I have a sobriety date. It's 11/13/2008. I do have a sponsor, Jeff T. of La Mesa, and I have a home group, the We Group, and I do have a commitment at a meeting. And I tell you these things because I'm a retread, basically. I had a few years of sobriety in the early part of this decade, and I was actually able to stay sober for 4 years, probably, with just doing service work and going to meetings. And I'm here to tell you, you can stay sober doing that, but you can't get sobriety. You do not recover. And consequently, I slipped back into drinking after that period, and began drinking alcoholically again, and which culminated in basically fatally drinking. I was drinking like a quart of booze a day, and which was just leading to death. And I was on the path to destruction. And I began drinking in 1965 when I was 15. My brother gave me my first beer. It was right after my father's funeral. And I grew up in a military family. My father was a colonel in the Air Force, and had an older brother and sister. And the quintessential American family with two and a half kids, and I guess I was the half because I got the half of the parenting that they got, my brother and sister. But after my father died, my mother kind of withdrew and said, "You're on your own," basically, and my brother and sister were gone. So I kind of raised myself, and that was the early 60s, and that wasn't a good time to be trying to raise yourself, especially in San Bernardino. San Bernardino is the El Cajon of Los Angeles, basically. It's got everything El Cajon has times five, basically. You know, more smog, more bikers, more dirt bikers, more meth labs and everything else. Actually, you know, El Cajon, or San Bernardino was founded by two guys from El Cajon, actually. It's a true story. There were two guys, Jeff and Randy, were sitting in a bar one day in El Cajon, and Jeff said to Randy, "You know, I really like all the smog here and the crime and poverty and the traffic, but, you know, it's just not hot enough." So that's where I grew up, and they made San Bernardino. And so I went to junior high, elementary school, high school, and 2 years of junior college in San Bernardino. And I was taking pre-medicine, actually, in college, believe it or not. And I was a smart guy, sort of. But I wasn't street smart, but I was smart in school. And then I came down here to do the last 2 years of college, which ended up being 4 years of college, and at San Diego State. And I never did graduate, actually. My brother was a police officer here in San Diego, and he suggested I come down, go to school here. So I did that, and I moved into Ocean Beach with a couple of guys, which was a mistake. And the next thing you know, I'd come home and they go, "You want to drink a beer and smoke a joint, or would you rather study physics and genealogy or genetics?" And I'm like, "Okay, give me that beer." So I became on academic probation eventually, and was about to get drafted, but they went to the lottery, and I was in the first third of the lottery, at the end of the first third, and I didn't get drafted. But anyway, then my brother goes, "Well, they're giving a test for the fire department. Why don't you take that?" So I did that, and after about a year, I got hired on the fire department. That job is the perfect one for an alcoholic, because you don't have to go to work every day, for one thing. And when you do go to work, you don't have to produce anything, really. You just got to go to incidents, and it's always exciting, and I love that part of it because I like to live on the edge anyway. So I was actually able to retire from the fire department. It's fortunate, and I'm still married. My wife and I, Cindy, will be celebrating our 34th wedding anniversary in a couple of months, and she's in the program too. Thank you. And well, that's the last time I was ordered to go to Alcoholics Anonymous, because I got a DUI at a checkpoint on 70th Street. And when I came back in, you welcomed me back with open arms, and I wasn't real happy to be back, but The more meetings I went to, the more I remembered what Alcoholics Anonymous was about and what I had gotten out of it before. And I was walking around this big meeting after the meeting, bumping into people at the battery charge, I think it was, on Sunday morning. And I bumped into this guy, Jeff T., and he goes, "Are you working with anybody?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "Well, call me." So that started this last year relationship with him as a sponsor, and that's made all the difference to me in my life and in walking in AA. He took me through the steps, which I didn't do before. He got me reading the book and understanding that this is a spiritual program, and taught me how to pray, which I do on a daily basis now, and I'm learning. It's taken a while. It's hard to stop 43 years of drinking. It's a lot of momentum there, and it's hard to start going the other way, but thank God I'm doing that, and I thank Jeff for helping me lead me through this program. And he's suffered some setbacks this last year that were just, would flatten most people. And to see him walk through that with grace and courage was just really an inspiration to me. It just, just doubly proved to me what this program is about. And so I thought I was like a pariah on him at first because he had all this problem since they met me. But he's helped me tremendously. And I, today I have my hand on his shoulder following his path. And he's got his hand. He's got sponsor that he's got his hand on. And we're just all in like a conga line of alcoholics. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, doing the 12 steps. And that's what I've learned. And I learned more in this last year than I did in the previous 22 years I was exposed to Alcoholics Anonymous. I got a book in 1986, and I had it sitting on the shelf all that time. It was there. I just never really read it or looked at it. And I even had a book that this friend of mine had given me that he asked, he saw me and said, you got to go to this treatment program, and he had gone through it. Well, he came out of the treatment program, and he didn't do anything either, and he ended up committing suicide. And I had his book, and I always looked at that one. That could have been me, really. And I wasn't doing it overtly like he did, but I did it subversively. I was doing it by drinking my life away, and alcohol was robbing my life. And I love life, really, and to have to wake up and not be able to do anything for a whole day or two. You get older like me and you drink like that, it's really hard on you. And my wife would go, "God, you're like," I'd get up in the morning and I'd be drunk. She'd get up and I'd have had a bottle of booze that I drank all night and I'd passed out. So then I'd get up in the morning and start drinking it again. And then I'd be drunk when she got up. It's like, "What are you doing? You're drunk in the morning." So, well, how can you drink all day if you don't start in the morning? But I don't know, but it was bad, I'm telling you. I mean, it's a life and death situation. I didn't take it seriously because I never took life seriously really before this, but I guess because for various reasons. And I always try to laugh my way out of everything. I was just like, "Yeah," so I didn't have to try. It's like, "Yeah, I don't want to do that." Made a mockery of it because I was afraid. I was afraid to succeed. I was afraid to fail. And so this last year, I've been welcomed back into the program, and that's the amazing thing about this program. You welcome everyone back with open arms, and it's like nothing's happened. They don't tell you to hit the road like most places would. And so I thank you for that. I guess I'm glad to be able to be up here and thank the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, and thank my sponsor and his wife, Anita, for being such good fellows in the AA Fellowship and being examples of what can be done here. And congratulations, Jerry, 34 years. I hope I can see 34 more years, but I know I wouldn't have seen 34 more years if I was drinking. So thank you very much.